Welcome to Languatalk News. Our first story today comes from France, where at least 5 migrants tragically lost their lives. This occurred while they attempted to cross the English Channel from an area near the town of Wimereux, according to police reports. The French Coast Guard discovered several lifeless bodies after this failed crossing attempt. This incident comes in the wake of a new law passed by the upper house of Britain's Parliament. This law allows the government to send asylum seekers to Rwanda rather than keeping them in Britain. The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, hopes that this new plan will deter migrants from attempting the perilous journey. Critics, however, argue that the plan is inhumane. On Tuesday, about 100 migrants were rescued by 3 helicopters and several rescue boats. Many of these migrants, who are escaping wars and poverty in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, have arrived in Britain. They do so by crossing the dangerous channel in small, typically overcrowded boats, making the journey even riskier. Moving on to news from Russia. The Belgorod region, which shares its border with Ukraine, has reported heavy civilian casualties. 120 civilians have lost their lives in Ukrainian strikes. 651 people have been injured since the war began over 2 years ago. The governor of the region, Vyacheslav Gladkov, shared that the victims include 11 children. Additionally, 51 children have been injured, some suffering from amputations. The situation is described as extremely difficult, with constant attacks leading to more deaths. While Ukraine denies targeting civilians and asserts its right to strike Russia, the United States expresses worry. There is a fear that these attacks could escalate the war. Russia, on the other hand, argues that Western weapons used to attack Belgorod indicate Western involvement in the war. The exact number of soldier casualties remains unspecified by both countries. In environmental news from Australia, members of the public have been helping to save the country's unique wildlife. The recent bushfires have left animals suffering, and these kind individuals have been providing food and water. The fires have destroyed much of the animals' natural habitats, leaving them in need. The Australian government has also made efforts to help these animals. Thousands of kilograms of sweet potatoes and carrots have been dropped to feed the wildlife. However, experts have raised concerns about this well-meaning action. There is a worry that the animals may become dependent on human help. Consequently, the public is now being advised to leave the task to professionals. Despite this, the images of everyday people helping to save Australia's wildlife have touched hearts around the world. In a tragic incident in Malaysia, 2 Navy helicopters collided during a rehearsal for a naval parade. This event, which occurred at the Lumut Naval Base in the western state of Perak, resulted in the death of all 10 crew members on board. Following the crash, all victims were confirmed dead at the scene. The bodies were then sent to the Lumut Naval Base Military Hospital for identification. A video that appeared on local media showed several helicopters flying together. In a horrifying moment, one helicopter's rotor hit another, causing both to crash. The Navy will investigate the cause of this accident. The helicopters were rehearsing for a parade to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Royal Malaysian Navy. The Defence Minister, Mohamed Khaled Nordin, stated that efforts are underway to identify the crew members, all of whom were under the age of 40. Moving on to political news from Mali. A group of political parties and civil society organizations have approached the Supreme Court. They have asked it to cancel an order from the ruling military junta that pauses all political activities. The country has been under military rule since a coup in 2020. Recently, there have been rising tensions due to the government's failure to arrange promised elections. A new rule also restricts political life in the name of maintaining public order. This group is opposing the new rule, considering it oppressive. The current leaders of Mali took power in a second coup in 2021. They promised to return to civilian rule by March 2024 after elections in February of this year. However, the February elections have been postponed indefinitely due to technical reasons. This delay has increased concerns about democracy in Western Central Africa, where there have been 8 coups in the past 4 years. Our final story today is from India. A man named Mohammed Saeed has created a world record by crafting the largest handwritten Quran. This monumental task took him 3 years to complete. The Quran, which is normally 600 pages, was rewritten by Saeed into a version that spans over 3,000 pages and weighs about 66 pounds. To make this possible, Saeed used a special large font. Each page is about 2 feet wide and 3 feet long. This is not the first time Saeed has done something remarkable. He has also created a miniature Quran that can fit inside a locket. His work is an incredible display of patience, dedication, and skill. Thanks for listening to Languatalk News.